Good day, podcast audience, and welcome to the KHPP. This will be campaign headquarters for the campaign that is about to take place as Ken Hodge challenges for the position of local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. This is a joyous moment for me and my crew, because we're going to show you a different type of leadership, a different way of communication that's going to make you get excited about the possibility of having Kenny Hodge as the next local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. Let's get set, because I've got some new invigorating news to share with you. Let's podcast. I'd like to start off by reaching out to Indiana, Kentucky, and the rest of Ohio, and let you know that it is my intention to visit these states, because I would like to meet mail handlers in Indiana, Kentucky, and other parts of Ohio. But I gotta tell you, I am going to be relying heavily on the mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, to help me get the word out that Ken Hodge is a for real president. Ken Hodge is the person you want to talk to when you have union or EEO problems. I think that regardless of any other feelings, how individuals may view me, I'm relatively certain that over 90% of the employees in Columbus, Ohio, and notice I said employees, not just mail handlers, will tell you that Ken Hodge is about business, and that business is about helping postal employees. And before we go too far, I want to take a second and give a major shout out to my homeboy from Jersey, in Ohio, working tour three mail handler. Yo, Jesse, this is for you. It's a Jersey thing. Now, let's start the podcast. As I attempt to build this team that's going to assist me in taking Local 304 in a new direction, I want to take a moment and just tell you about the person. We'll tell you a little more about the person that's running for local president. I study pretty hard to be okay at what I do. So the reason I say that is because I speak with a position or an air of confidence that sometimes get mistaken as arrogance. I don't attempt to be bashful. Not part of my nature. I don't attempt to speak in soft tones. Just not part of my nature. So what I'm saying to you is, in order that I can present myself and be that president with presence, I feel I just want to let you know that when you hear me speak confidently, just know that I've already figured out a plan or a system to make that happen. A lot of what I'm going to say to you, as basic as it may seem, it's not going to be received in that manner because you've just not heard it. You know it, but you've just not heard it from union leadership. One of the main or my principal base that everything else I'm going to do as local president will emanate from. My principal base is going to be, I am going to train branch presidents and stewards in that national agreement. I'm going to train them to the point that whenever they sit in front of postal management on a step one or step two, their position of confidence will be evident to postal management. Without saying a word, your presidents and your stewards will posture themselves so postal management know you must take them serious. And let me tell you something, postal management don't really know how to do that. See, tomorrow's branch presidents and stewards under the leadership of Kenny Hodge will spend a lot of time reading their contract, a lot of time interacting with stewards or presidents from other branches so we all arrive at the same place at the same time. That is one of the most important things I'm going to bring to that position of local president. Now, let me also say, because I've sat on the other side of the table so long, the position and the views that I'm going to expose you to will probably make you laugh because they're that simple. We've gotten away as a union, yes. We've gotten away from what our contract really says. We've gotten away from that. We've gotten to a point where they've been neglecting that section of a contract for so long that from your local president down to the steward, it's accepted that that's just what management will do. Well, that was accepted. Tomorrow, that won't be accepted. You see, because if you negotiate with postal management from a position of, I know what I'm talking about. See, you can speak differently. You can stand with your shoulders square and trust and believe. If you are a branch president and a steward under the leadership in Local 304 of Kenny Hodge, trust me, we will have so many training seminars that I understand this is not just going to happen. I am going to prepare you for this. After about 3 or 4 months of me being in office, we will develop other trainers. And training is going to be what we use. So when we, instead of tapping on the door for management, we now knock with authority. Now, you'll hear me speak a lot about training just so I can relax your mind a little bit. As a trainer, I've taught in military universities. I teach or I've taught military logistics to senior military leaders for the past 10 years. So when I write training outlines, and let me, I only want to tell you that so you can feel comfortable when I say this is what we're going to do. We notice not me. I'm just the person that hopefully I've got more of the knowledge and skill set to get it done or put it in place. But we're going to develop this because if I get presidents, stewards to buy in early, and when I say buy in, I mean, come on, just jump on board the ship, man, and trust that Kenny Hodge is going to steer it properly. Now, one of the things I'm going to need, not one of the things, but I am asking for members in good standing that understand or can see the vision I have as far as making Local 304 a more powerful local, a more educated local, a local that management might want to stay up at night and read their contracts before they come to a meeting with Local 304 stewards. See, this is the kind of local that I'm envisioning. And if you see that vision, and if you understand that we're so far from that right now that it's very hard to see, jump on board the platform, a president with presence a team with presence. I'd like to go to the ballots in November with a vice president and definitely candidates in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky that want to step forward as state reps. Now, in Ohio, I've got a gentleman who was considering right now and very knowledgeable in contractual issues. So I'm putting out a platform that I want you to be a part of. You see, if we, as we say in Jersey, if we all link up, if we mob up and speak the same thought process, and listen, I'm not saying we're robots. What I'm saying is, who's ever got the best process, well, that's the one we're all going to use. So when I say speak from one voice, please don't confuse that with the only voice is my voice. No, my voice may be a little louder than others because I'll be holding the position of president, but we all have voices. And I'm one that doesn't matter where that good idea came from. If it's going to increase or make easier a process that we're involved in, then that's what we're going to do. So I'm interested in a vice president. I'm interested in individuals who want to step forward and be a part of a president with presence, a team with presence platform, state reps in Indiana and Kentucky. Contact me by instant messenger. I'm on Facebook. I've got a Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page. And let me say, if I was you, I would not worry about who may not like your decision to join the platform. If you believe the platform, then it shouldn't matter what anybody thinks about what you believe, because I'm sure they believe some things that you might not agree with either. But again, if you understand what it is that I'm trying to do, that I'm going to do, and I want to do it or I need to do it, well, let's go one step further. I have to do it with your assistance, because what I want to put in place, what we want to build, is just not for a one-year, a one term. What I like to put in place is something that no matter who sits in that office as local president, the process of dedicating your time and service to the members, it won't change. See, that's what I'm about. I'm about, I remember when me and the current vice president used to have pretty regular communication, I'd always be talking to him about SOPs, and he'd get a kick out of that. But I'm a big fan of standardizing operational procedures. Again, in this case, not operational procedures, but union procedures, and set it in motion that this is how we're going to do it. This is how everybody in Local 304 will understand that. So, hey, listen, jump on board the platform. Help me help you as we try to build a ticket for the elections. And let me just put this out to Local 304 personnel who currently hold state rep positions, branch president positions. I'm not against you. If you understand, or if you feel that the union, our local, can do better and should be doing better, I welcome you as well. Now, I don't want to sound like a poacher, but I just want to make it clear that this is not a campaign against anything other than against anything. This is a campaign to say, listen, we've got knowledge, we've got power, we have authority that we've been neglecting for years. Let's study. Let's refamiliarize ourselves with what our path is going to be. And it is going to be a contract-driven path. I always say that, so that we can reestablish. My name is Kenny Hodge, and I am going to stay in front of you from now until that last ballot is cast, reminding, encouraging, and hopefully educating you about the possibility of you giving me your vote, and not just your vote, but your vote of confidence that I'm going to do, or we're going to do, great things in Local 304. So that we can reestablish ourselves as National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, and we are not to be messed with. Have a great day.